This is Bigger Pockets Daily, kicking off your Monday with a daily dose of real estate information and education. The article I'm about to share is one of more than 10,000 blog articles available on Bigger Pockets, but you can't read the blog when you're walking the dog or browsing the MLS. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. No closing cost refinance. Is it right for you? By Chris Bybee. It sounds good. A traditional home refinance involves replacing an existing mortgage with a new loan to secure better terms or even a lower interest rate. This process can reduce your monthly payments, change the loan duration, and/or provide access to home equity for other expenses or investments. So what is this whole no closing cost refinance anyway? A no-closing cost refinance is a type of mortgage refinancing where the lender covers upfront closing costs in exchange for a slightly higher interest rate on the new loan. So unlike traditional refis, a no-closing cost refinance reduces immediate expenses, but it may result in higher total costs over the loan's lifetime because of the increased interest rate. So let's take a look at the pros and cons of a no-closing cost refi. There are, of course, a pros and cons list of this type of refinance, so comparing these details allows you to make an informed decision based on your current financial circumstances and short and long-term goals. Let's start with those pros. Three of them. Number one, upfront savings. It eliminates immediate out-of-pocket expenses for closing, of course. Two, simplified process. Reduces the complexity and paperwork typically associated with refinancing. And three, immediate financial relief. This can be beneficial for those with limited cash flow, facilitating refinancing without financial strain. Now, let's take a look at some potential cons. Number one, higher interest rates. This increases your monthly payments and a higher total cost over the life of the loan. And two, long-term expense. The additional interest paid over time can significantly surpass the saved closing costs, that's for sure. And three, potential for less equity. Higher interest rates can slow down the rate of building home equity compared to a traditional refi. So let's evaluate if a no closing cost refinance is actually right for you. Consider these factors when evaluating if this is the right choice. Current financial situation. Assess your immediate financial capabilities. If you lack funds for upfront costs, a no closing cost option can provide immediate relief and a path forward. Property tenure plans. If you plan to keep the property for a short period, the higher interest rate may be less impactful compared to the upfront savings. And conversely, for long-term ownership, the increased total interest cost could actually be substantial. Current mortgage rates. Compare the no closing cost refinance rate with standard refinance rates. a significantly higher rate could negate any benefits of not paying closing costs up front. Long-term financial impact. This is important. Consider the total cost of the loan over its lifetime. So calculate how much more you will pay in interest with the no closing cost option, and then weigh it against the upfront savings. Equity building. So understand this. A higher interest rate could slow down equity accumulation in your home, which is kind of important if you plan to leverage equity in the future. Market trends and future plans. Consider market conditions and future financial plans. If you anticipate an increase in income or a potential move, this might influence your decision. Quick tip here. Remember to conduct your evaluation based on your circumstances. What's best for another investor might not be best for you. Here's how to get one of those no closing cost refis. If you've decided to go with it, go for it. It's time to tackle the process. So here are the steps you need to take right now. Research. Start by researching various local and national lenders to find those offering no closing cost refi options. Compare their terms, interest rates, reputation, all that stuff. And remember, each lender may have different policies and rates for this type of refinance. Evaluate the loan offers. So once you've identified potential lenders, request those loan estimates. Carefully review the interest rates, your terms, any conditions or fees that might apply, and ensure the long-term costs and monthly payments align with your financial goals. Conduct a credit and financial review, too. Prepare for a credit and financial review by the lender. Ensure your credit score is in good shape, as it can really affect the interest rate offered. Gather necessary financial documents such as income verification, current mortgage statements, tax statements, and any debt information. Finalize and close the refinance. So after choosing a lender, agreeing to the terms, proceed with the application process. Be prepared for a home appraisal in most cases, and then once approved, review all the closing documents carefully before you sign to ensure everything aligns with your understanding and all of your expectations. Some final thoughts. With all of this information, you're in a better position to answer the question, is a no closing cost refinance right for you? If you are ready to take action, follow all the steps we talked about today to put yourself on the right track to success. Congratulations. You just got smarter and one step closer to reaching your real estate investing goals. You know what else will make you smarter? Setting up keyword alerts in your BiggerPockets profile. Go to Account Settings, Alerts, and set up alerts for the market or strategy you're interested in. For example, Turnkey or Kansas City. You're guaranteed to connect with like-minded investors who share similar goals. Want to hear more BiggerPockets Daily? Check out some older episodes you missed. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.